Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, July 12, 2013, and this is Alan Ward, Council 9 volunteer, reporting. Recently, the company sent out an email announcing the posting of our contractual semi-annual flight attendant system seniority list. This is consistent with the requirements of Section 17C of our contract. This list is available in all domiciles and on the company's Flying Together website. Our contract provides for a review period of a maximum of 30 days from the date of the announcement is made that the list is available for flight attendants' perusal in which to protest any alleged omission or error affecting your seniority. The review period for flight attendants who are on vacation, leave of absence, voluntary furlough, or sick leave must be completed within 30 days of returning to flight duty. The email notice from the company advising of the availability of the contractual system seniority list has generated some misunderstanding. This list is not a component of any seniority integration process that will follow the successful conclusion of our current negotiations for a joint contract. Rather, this is the required semi-annual opportunity to confirm the accuracy of the company's information relative to the information contained within the system seniority list. If you have any questions, please contact your local council. The National Labor Relations Board has protected the collective bargaining rights of America's unionized workers for 78 years. On July 11th, Majority Leader Harry Reid, Democrat of Nevada, announced plans to bring all five NLRB nominations to the Senate floor for a vote. If members of the Senate threaten to filibuster, effectively delaying the vote indefinitely, the majority leader may change the Senate rules and move to confirm them by a simple majority. Without a fully functioning NLRB, 80 million workers in the United States will lose the protection of the law. A fully functioning NLRB should have five members. We can all prevent any filibuster from happening. Although the NLRB does not cover flight attendants, what happens within this will set the tone for us. We will not escape this attack on the airline industry. We need to take action today to ensure all five NLRB nominees are confirmed and ask your senators to give us five NLRB members. One, from your cell phone, text NLRB to 69866. That way you will be invited to participate to call on for U.S. Senate actions. Call 1-888-966-9824 to contact your U.S. senator. You will be connected to their office. Tell them, we deserve a fully functional NLRB with five members. If the nominees are blocked, I urge the Senate to vote for rule changes to allow for an up or down vote. You can sign the petition at http://giveus5nlrb.org/. And get involved. Forward this to family and friends and tell them why it is important to have labor law for 80 million workers. The summer 2013 regular meeting of the United Master Executive Council, the MEC, will begin in Chicago on Tuesday, July 23, 2013, at the Hyatt Rosemont. Your local council president, joined by the 14 other local council presidents from around our system, will address the business of our union and the issues that are important to you. We encourage every member to witness our democratic process by attending their local council meetings and, if you are in the Chicago area, the MEC meeting. Schedule times for your local council meetings and the MEC agenda are posted on our website. So, when is it appropriate to go to another hotel? The answer may vary, but it can include things such as no hot or cold water, no power, no heat or air conditioning, broken door locks, bugs or vermin of any kind in your room, no food availability whatsoever, noise that prohibits legal rest or any situation that threatens your safety or well-being. In addition, if you arrive as a result of irregular operations in a city where a hotel was not planned but becomes necessary, you may find yourself needing to use these procedures. If you encounter any of these issues, take the following action to correct your experience. Calmly attempt to resolve the issue with the people providing the services, the hotel or transportation company. Always ask to speak to a manager on duty. If this fails to fix the problem, call the hotel desk, that's Flightline Option 2, and ask for their assistance. If you do not get resolution to your situation through these two avenues, go to another hotel and take a taxi if necessary. Ensure that you have all the names of hotel and company representatives with whom you've spoken. Get receipts for all of your expenses and submit a company expense report to the service center for reimbursement. Once settled into a different hotel, call OPBSK, the crew desk, and let them know where you are. Be aware that the hotel desk is not the crew desk. Don't be afraid to act in your best interests. The company is responsible for your safety on layovers. If they do not respond, take care of yourself. If one of your flying partners is in trouble and doesn't have the expendable cash or credit card to take care of it, help them out if you can. When you return from your trip, ask your supervisor for the employee expense report form. In addition to filling out an expense report with the receipts attached, write a travelog detailing the persons with whom you've spoken at both the hotel and the hotel desk. Make copies for yourself of the travelog, expense report, and receipts. The AFA MEC Hotel and Transportation Committee meets with the crew accommodations monthly to address problems and seek positive resolution. Our advocacy is strengthened when problems are documented and trended through your travelog reports. Help us help you. Use travelog every time you experience a problem or, conversely, a positive experience. A new United Retiree badge is available for any former employees on retired status. This badge is not required, nor does it offer any additional benefits. What it does offer is a tangible link to the company and can supplement the verification of eligibility letter when trying to obtain many of the employee-offered employee-retired discounts. For those retirees interested in ordering the badge, they can do so by visiting the company's website to obtain information and instructions on how to order the retiree badge and pay the $35 fee. During the ordering process, the retiree is asked to send United a recent passport-style photo. This can be taken at home and does not need to be purchased, along with a copy of a government-issued ID. The passport-style photo will be what United will use on the badge itself, and the copy of the government-issued ID is used for identity verification. Once United has received all the proper documentation, the badge, and ship it to the retiree's address on file with United via Federal Express or USPS certified mail. For more information, you can go to our website. On Tuesday, August 20th, there will be an open house celebrating flight attendants from all carriers at the San Francisco Airport Commission Aviation Library. A program of talks, films, and commemorations will be presented throughout the day and feature the current museum exhibit, United We Stand, Female Flight Attendant Uniforms of United Airlines. The event takes place from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on August 20th. Details and information may be found at www.sfomuseum.org and www.rafa-cwa.org. Our Joint Negotiating Committee met with United Management this week in Denver and has provided an update for all flight attendants. You may review the update on the JNC website at ourunited.org. If you have not signed up to receive the Our United newsletter, please do so at www.runited.org. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.